Gate. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Been talking about the power of music, the fools that are played as pawns, and what Plato said. Let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws. All right, so here we go. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, my pretty little princess. You know her as Stephanie Joy. Now, folks, just for the sake of time, we've had a blast over the last week just talking about the power of music, and we're going to continue that discourse today, talking of the power of music. Again, Plato said, let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws. Now, over the last week, we've been saying it was Socrates. Now, friends, we can't call up Socrates to make sure that that's exactly what he said. So for the sake of making sure of everything we have until we can get the affirmation that, again, it was Socrates, well, we brought it to Plato.
Plato.
And the words were just a little bit different. But, folks, sometimes it's kind of difficult to stay on track with guys that have been dead for 600 years.
We're not talking about, like, Plato.
I'm not talking about the Word of God. I'm talking about how revisionists get in there and try to twist things up. But still, the truth is there. You know, let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws. Socrates said, for I will control its people. It's still true. So there's many out there that like to... There's a few out there that like to strain at the gnat and swallow the camel. In other words, they miss the whole point. And the point is what's being said is true regardless of who said it. So we can just take off Plato and we can just take off Socrates, and I'll say it.
It's the truth.
It's totally the truth. And we prove the point, and history's proved the point, and we're going to get to quite a bit of this as the hour rolls on. As a matter of fact, yesterday I brought up the fact that we were going to talk about Led Zeppelin really quick and the curse, the Zeppelin curse they called it, and just all the deaths in the, well, the hocus pocus that took place around Led Zeppelin. I'll hit that off first right when we get done here. But, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, please do. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. You can also go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Just uploaded some videos for you with me and Brian Head Welch from Korn. As well, you can follow me on Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E, Facebook. Two different websites. Like them both if you would, if you do. And you can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is slowly growing. Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1. And again, friends, thanks for the calls this last week. Again, it's a great topic, so at any time, jump in, but please stay the course. That phone number is 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we are showing you our faith by our works, our love by our deeds, 1 John 3:18. And I have to let you know that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty little princess?
Well, the reason why that is, of course, is because it's just a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. It's a terrible place to be. Now, I've got lots of different quotes on all that we've, like you said, we've been highlighting this week, the musicians, quotes by musicians, you know, satanic quotes by musicians, but it's not just the Darksiders, you know, like Megadeth and Led Zeppelin and, you know, all these other ones, Marilyn Manson. There's pop stars out there like Beyonce, so we'll get to all of that. But yeah. I just want to highlight real quick, for those of you who haven't yet seen, if you go to Bradley Dean on Facebook, you'll see a great photo of Bradley giving Brian Head Welch, who's the guitar player for Korn, a pink and blue gospel track. In fact, we actually have the video on there, too, as well. So the video shows you firsthand going and confronting these musicians. And, folks, I saw a video, or a portion of the video, because I couldn't even stomach watching the whole thing. I didn't even want to watch it.
And that's a Christian video.
It's a Christian
video.
I was
trying to find Christ in the equation.
Exactly. Yeah. So Bradley showed me today a video of Brian Head Welch doing his Christian quote-unquote, you know, music video. Yeah. And when I was looking at it, I was so disgusted and appalled, and it's like, I don't want this in my
blood
head.
Blood kicking out of his mouth. He's in a straight jacket. He's got this, he looks morbid. He looks dead. He's laying on a gurney. He has a woman licking another woman. Folks, it's just stuff that never left him. And I'm not so much mad at Brian here in this particular case. I'm mad at the professed church that didn't love Brian enough to tell him the truth.
And get in his face.
Now, today, Brian has the same Bible I have. Now, he has to understand that those that are partakers of inheritance of eternal life are sanctified unto obedience, unto the sprinkling of blood, to the establishing of the sure mercies of David, ordered aright and sure. That is everybody's duty. Sanctify us by thy truth, thy word is truth, that we're regenerated and renewed by the Holy Ghost, so on and so forth. Lord, create in me that new heart and renew that right spirit within me. See, that was all a work of the Holy Ghost. Apparently, nobody ever told Brian that, and that's why I just posted the video of me confronting Brian Headwell from the Corn, because, folks, he's back in the world again. He's back with Corn. The church trophied him. They used him, and they didn't love Brian enough to tell him the truth. So, again, that's why you have the Sons of Liberty Radio, and it jacks me up.
Yeah,
it really does.
What a confusing mixed message. Even some of the comments.
This is why the church in America is a stinking reproach, because they don't preach the truth.
The professed church.
John Wesley used to preach 90% law, 10% grace. Now you have 100% grace, and you have the professed church in America saying that to preach the law is legalism,
right,
when the word is not even defined anywhere. And then also add to that antinomianists, which means they have no regard for God's government. And that's what they're dealing with today. And then they wonder why they call them converts, when in fact they've never been converted, when the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul, Psalm 19:7,
right,
and Galatians 3:24.
The what's perfect converting the soul?
The law
of the Lord is perfect converting the soul.
And for by the law is the knowledge of sin. We don't go to the law to get saved. It just shows us our spots to drive us to the foot of the cross.
That's
where,
right,
we can be saved.
That's right.
Through his blood.
For by grace are you saved through faith, yet not of yourselves, the gift of God through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Upon repentance. But anyway, and I was just saying about the comments that I saw on the Facebook post, it was confusing because people were saying, isn't he already saved? And then one was saying, oh, he's got a great testimony. And they're,
yeah,
like, Corn,
he sure does.
And going back and forth. And listen, the message that's being sent to youth across America is one of, the guy said he got saved, but he didn't really get saved. I mean, you can see, you know a man by his fruits. In righteousness thou shalt judge thy neighbor. And
his
the fruit of what I just saw is stinking.
His fruit never left the old tree.
That's right. But the point, yeah, is, the Sons of Liberty is out there confronting Brian,
amen,
loving him enough, giving him a gospel track at the NAMM show, being a light to the world. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. We're out there doing, all right?
You know,
so
isn't it interesting that the professed gospel in America today, again, which is a lack of gospel. The gospel is preached to dead men, friends. Read 1 Peter and 2 Peter. Grace is not given unto you, and it comes by Jesus Christ to those that are dead in their sins. Ephesians 2. And then it says, for by grace are we saved through faith, and that not of ourselves. Folks, real grace cries out against sin. It doesn't succumb to sin, said Charles Spurgeon.
Mm-hmm.
And he's exactly right on the money. And that's exactly what Paul was contending with. I do those things that I don't want to do, and the things that I do want to do, I don't do.
Mm-hmm.
And he knew that there was a different law working within his members. And you have to understand that the law is spiritual, we're carnal, sold under sin. He is good, we are not. That's why we need Jesus Christ. Okay? So what we're going to do is we're going to come back. We're going to talk about the power of music. The fools that are played as pawns to legislate for those corrupt in the government to establish unlawful legislation. But what we do when we come back, we're going to hit off on the Led Zeppelin curse. Pretty crazy stuff, talking about the power of music. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Hey folks, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-233-0747. Hey, do me a favor for those who are at home right now. Go to Genesis Communication Networks and look at the top GCN live streams. You guys are rocking the Sons of Liberty. Folks, you guys are rocking the Sons of Liberty.
No pun intended.
You got 85% of that bar listening to us right now. And I just want to let you guys know, I praise God for it because it shows you what people want to hear. And I am so happy to see that there are so many listening to what's going on here. And again, how couldn't you? Because this topic and what we're talking about, everybody listens to music. It's universal.
Yep.
Let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people. And that's exactly what we're seeing today. Go ahead, my pretty little princess.
Well, I just wanna,
sorry for cutting you off.
No, that's fine. I just want to highlight this. And I've honestly got so many different quotes from all over the board. I'm going to kind of...
Just knit them through
I'll
the show,
through
right?
The show, okay? But I do want to highlight this before I turn it over to you. Brand new WND article and also on our, 37 other plus affiliates across the nation. But the new article by Bradley is Pop Stars Are Real Legislators. It's a great article. You know, I read all these articles before they go out, but it's been one of my favorite of late. So please check that out at Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, or you can go to WND and you can see it on there as well. And the quote that we have attached with that article says, I have to ask, who are the legislators? The musicians or the government? Or are they working hand in glove? That's by Bradley Dean. Now, it's such a good question to ask because their agendas are seemingly the same. So we'll dive into that a little bit today during the show and see what the musicians
transpires,
are pushing versus what the government is pushing and see, boy, are they hand in glove or what? Because the similarities are unbelievable.
Okay, let me bring it to this, okay?
Okay.
So what happened real quick, friends, before we get over to Zeppelin Curse, during a television interview in California last week, I was asked what the people thought of my appearance when I'm doing events across the country. And the innuendo was as if to say that the politicians are the standard in conveying the message to bring about resolve to the American people. So what I did is I went on to tell about an experience I had in Washington, D.C. at a conference that I was invited to, where an individual asked me what I did in my ministry. And after I told him what I did, he looked down on my profession, per se, just like the next generation that receives my message. In other words, he didn't have time for it. I then asked him what his favorite band was, and lo and behold, what came out of his mouth, within a split second, friends, he proved my point to a T. He started to sing and hand-gested as if he were playing the guitar to one of those long-haired, tattooed bands that he just thought was so ineffective.
I love it when they proved the point.
Oh,
they couldn't
have
proved the point any better. They would have tried. He just fell right into that one.
Hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah.
Listen, all the way in, and let me say he did. What I want to do is I want people to understand that first and foremost who the enemy of your soul is. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. We see this happening through this administration, and we see these fools making good use out of themselves for those that are trying to steal away the rights that God had given unto us through legislators. And who are the legislators? The musicians that are hand in glove with corruption in government, trying to pass unlawful, illegal legislation towards the American people, only to eradicate who we are, to take away our Christian heritage and the such. And that's what's under attack today. But I want you to understand that Satan himself, friends, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And when you look in Scripture in Ezekiel 28, it says, "Son of man, take up a lamentation upon the king of Tyrus and say unto him, thus saith the Lord God." Now listen, "Thou sealest up the sum full of wisdom and perfect in beauty. Thou hast been in Eden, the garden of God. Every precious stone was thy covering. The sardius, topaz, the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, and the jasper, the sapphire, the emerald, and the carbuncle, and the gold. The workmanship of thy tabourets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou was created." So it was music that was coming out of Satan. "Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou wast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire." Now listen to what the Lord said of Satan. "Thou wast perfect in thy ways from the day that thou wast created, till lawlessness was found in thee."
Wow.
So when you look at the musicians today, and if you go over to Isaiah 14, you can see that Satan himself wanted to ascend above the throne of God. He wanted to usurp God. And that's exactly what we're seeing when we're seeing the Miley Cyruses smoking dope on stage when it's illegal, but then all of a sudden you see across the United States of America legislation trying to pass marijuana use as being legal and no longer unlawful. Wait, she broke the law. Why was she not arrested? Wait a second. Then all of a sudden she breaks the law for the world to see, and here are the legislators saying, you know what, it's okay. And you have to keep in mind, friends, that legislation, when these representatives of ours come to you and say, hey, let's just make marijuana legal because we want to tax marijuana so we can have more money to destroy America quickly, and more quickly is really what it comes to. It's not going to work because America is going to say, no, we don't want marijuana legalized. But if you liken it to a musician that you might like or your kids might like, Miley Cyrus, how old is she? 19, 20 years old, going to the next generation smoking dope. What's happening? She's beginning to usurp the laws that God has given us through our constitutional Republican common law. You see how that works? So, like Madonna said, concerning gay marriage, homosexual marriage, just keep it in front of the people. Sooner or later, they'll accept it, she said. What happened last week at the Grammys? You have the homosexuals in the middle of the Grammys getting married, 33 to 34 couples, as if anybody really is advocating homosexual marriage.
What does that do with music?
It has nothing to do with music, but they knew the link and they knew what they had to do. They can't go through the front door, so they got to go around the back door, and they have to use the fools that will play the pawn to help things along only to destroy America.
That's exactly right. And the point that you had brought up earlier is they knew how many people would be watching.
That's right.
It's going to be involved in the Super Bowl, I understand, too.
That's
as well.
Right. There's a boycott beginning right now concerning homosexual marriage. Keep in mind again, friends, they want you to believe that everybody's accepting of their unlawful and abominable lifestyles when, in fact, it is not true whatsoever. You have an administration using the homosexual intellectuals, the fools that we played as the pawns in this particular case as a political battering ram only to upend your Constitution. Remember what John Adams said. Our Constitution was made for a moral and a religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Now, listen, you have to attack our foundations, and that's exactly what they're using the homosexuals to do. So let's get over to the Zeppelin curse.
Let's do it.
Okay. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
I just pulled this up, but I did the research in the past, and when we did the research in the past, this is right on the money. So listen carefully to all of the stuff that took place around Led Zeppelin.
The rock group Led Zeppelin came crashing down after the sudden and unexpected death of their drummer, John Bonham. Zeppelin, who sang about having hellhounds on their trail, met with many bizarre tragedies before their ultimate demise. In 1975, both Robert Plant and his former wife, Maureen, were severely injured in an almost fatal car accident in the Island of Rhodes. Rock journalist Gary Herman, in his book Rock and Roll Babylon, noted the strange course of events that had come to be known as the Zeppelin Curse, picking it up in 1976. He stated, quote, "It is certainly true that Led Zeppelin as a group have had a peculiarly tragic record of untimely death and severe accidents associated with themselves and their entourage. In 1976, Zepp associate Keith Harwood died in mysterious circumstances. Keith Ruff, formerly of the Yardbirds, which formed the nucleus of Zepp, committed suicide. And the wife of Zepp's road manager, Richard Cole, also died. In 1977, Robert Plant's five-year-old son, Carrick, died of a virus infection while the group was touring in America." He states that Philip Hale, a photographer, friend of Jimmy Page's, died at one of Page's homes after ingesting too much morphine, cocaine, and alcohol, and in 1980, at another of Page's houses, John Bonham met with his untimely end. Bonham, Led Zeppelin's drummer, like Jimi Hendrix and Bon Scott of AC/DC before him, choked to death on his own vomit. According to coroner's reports, he had consumed the equivalency of 40 measures of vodka. Many of the tragedies that had befallen Led Zeppelin were in fact self-inflicted. After doctors referred to the infection that took Robert Plant's son, Carrick, as being strange and very rare, Robert Plant later said, quote, "Why do these terrible things keep happening? What the blank is going on?" One disc jockey from Detroit believed that all these tragedies were a no-brainer and provided Plant with what he believed to be the obvious answer. He stated, quote, "If Jimmy Page would just lay off all that mystical occult stuff and stop unleashing all those evil forces." Jimmy Page sought to evade what was becoming known more and more as the Led Zeppelin curse by saying, quote, "A lot of negative things have occurred recently, but tragedies happen." The London Evening News ran a headline declaring Zeppelin's black magic mystery. The article reported, quote, "An unnamed source close to the group commented, quote, it sounds crazy, but Robert Plant and everyone around the band is convinced that Jimmy's dabbling in black magic is responsible in some way to Bonzo's death and for all those other tragedies. I think the three remaining members of Zeppelin are now a little afraid of what's going to happen next." Jimmy Page would develop more and more phobias. After already fearing flying, he would develop such phobias as vertigo and claustrophobia. Page said that he thought he was, quote, "reaping my karma now heavily," end quote. Robert Plant said, "All this success and fame, what's it worth? It doesn't mean very much when you compare it to love of a family."
Isn't that interesting? Man, they're so happy. Hey, folks. They come to steal, kill, and destroy. What did you see with the Zeppelin curse? Death, more death, and if they're so happy, why do they got to keep pumping themselves full of drugs and alcohol? Because God said to the sons of disobedience, the curse would abide upon them. We'll be right back, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
We are America's largest independently owned communications network. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
In fact, I'm a drummer for an international band called Junkyard Prophet, P-R-O-P-H-E-T. Hey, Chase, really quick, let me get you on the radio. How do people get the live stream here? Because of the antics that they can see 6 days a week is second to none.
Even during the commercial.
Yeah, I was like, boom,
he was air drumming. I'm like, be quiet.
Boom, boom. They can see you.
Yes.
No, I actually had my dad testing the audio, and he's watching us right now. He said, do they know that they can... They can hear you during the commercials. Like, yep, we know.
Yeah. Hey, listen, I am off the radio and I am on the radio. And I want people to understand that. I remember meeting a guy one time, and he was asking me questions like being, you know, inquisitive, like, you know, some private investigator trying to get me to, you know, bleed something out, you know, through his manipulative ways. And I looked at him and I said, hey. And I remember this. I'll never forget this as long as I live. I said to him, just, and I was a little jacked about it. That means angry to the younger people. Did you get that, older people?
Older people, jacked means angry.
Yes.
Not like carjacking or like jacking your car up,
yes.
Like, you know, like
so
elevating
So I looked at this guy, and I said to him, listen, if you think I'm going to try to get you to believe something I am not, you must be thinking, you must be talking to the wrong guy, because that's not going to happen here. I am who I am on the radio. I am who I am off the radio. And I'm not trying to put a face on, you know, for anybody. I'm really not. I can't stand that. I preach against that. And that's just the bottom line. So if you catch us off air.
Air drumming
and having a little fun. You know what? That's part of being on the live stream. Chase,
that's
if
right.
You want to add to that.
Yes. Well, if you go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and go to the store page, you can purchase your Sons or Daughters of Liberty membership. Become a member of the program here, and you get the live stream 6 days a week.
Cool.
Really is the way to go.
Yes, it is. Now, I know nobody thinks that music has power or influence over them.
I don't listen to the lyrics. I just listen to the beat.
Totally.
I mean, I don't even know what you're talking about.
Neither do I.
What is this? I don't even recognize this. What is this?
Folks, can you tell me the name of that song that I just played there? As a matter of fact, when we do this in high school assemblies across the country, the kids all, right away, they know who it is. But what we'll do is we'll bring a picture of this band up, which I'm not going to name. But if you can name it, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Give us a call and tell us who that was. When we show the picture of the band, nobody knows who it is.
Yeah, they're like these like weirdo-looking, unattractive, like, black-haired, weird, hippie-looking men.
Hippies, yeah.
And they're like, huh? Like, I have no idea who that is. But then you play the song, everybody knows who that
is. So maybe you're thinking to yourself, I don't pay attention to the words, I just like the beat. Well, I wish that were the case. 80% of the people that listen to music, they say they listen to the music because of the beat, so you're not alone. However, again, I have a picture of a rock band from the 70s and early 80s that most of you would not recognize or care to know about, yet they've had an influence on nearly 100% of the schools we've performed at. Fact. And so what we do is we normally play the opening beats of this most popular song and ask the audience to finish with the words. I'll just give you the first four words of that phrase that this rock band is famous for. We will. You tell me the name of the song, friends, because here it is again. 1-866-233-0747.
Someone's got it.
1-866-233-0747. But music has no influence over me.
I just
listen to it for the beat. And it's the beat that really moves me, and I can't tell you the name of the words.
Okay.
Or the band.
That's true. Now, while we're waiting for these callers, I know we're getting calls coming in, but
yes.
I do have to say that during the week
1-866-233-0747.
During the week this week, we had a caller come in. We played that. And he called, and he named what it was, of course. And then he started to get the lyrics to the song in his mind.
Yes.
He's like, wow. He couldn't believe it goes. He started listing off what the lyrics were, and then I looked up what the lyrics were. And then he said, it makes me wonder how many other lyrics have gotten into my brain.
And then he started to recollect those.
Exactly.
Yes.
So that is the whole entire point. People say, well, listen, I don't really listen to the lyrics. I can't even understand them. All I do is listen to the beat.
Whatever.
Well, as soon as you hear that beat, what comes to your mind? The lyrics.
Yeah. So we got Jeff calling from Washington. Hello,
right,
my friend. How are you? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. So, Jeff, what is the name of this song?
So I think the name of the song will rock you, but it's sang by Queen.
That's exactly right.
Very good,
you are correct, sir. See, but most people said that they don't listen to music for their lyrics. Now, you said "We Will Rock You" is exactly the name of the song. Now, did you grow up listening to Queen?
You know, well, not really, but in sixth grade we did a little assembly and we had to sing that song and a couple other songs, so I learned the words, plus I got some friends that are really into Queen, so.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting.
You go to the stadium.
That's what I was just going to
say.
It's interesting because when you're talking about, you know, you had a little assembly or whatever, so you had that song playing. You go to NBA basketball games. You go to high school games. They always play that song. It's always at sports events for millions and millions of people every year, and it continues to be played.
And it's great stuff. It really is influential stuff, and you're not going to get away from it. The fact of the matter is just like the caller the other day, yesterday actually, when he called in, he said he started to recollect all this other music. Of course, because when you go to a restaurant, when you go to, I don't care where you go, you're subjected to secular music constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And when you begin to listen to it, it's like your subconscious is actually picking those lyrics up unbeknownst to you.
Yeah, and to going back to the caller that we had earlier this week, he said, well, it's something about, you know, you got blood on your face, and so I looked at the lyrics.
A big
you got
disgrace.
Mud on your face, you big disgrace, kicking your can all over the place. And he said, as I recollect the lyrics, he was saying that, as I recall, they weren't very good. You know, the lyrics weren't very good for the song. But the point is he could recognize that stuff as soon as he heard the beat, and that's how powerful music is and influential it is on your brain. So Jeff, thank you for your
heart.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'll give you the last word, my friend.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know if you remember me. We've talked a few times in the past.
Yep.
One of the things that, you know, I've been kind of leaning towards religion again, somewhat, but I'm having a real issue with finding people in my area that are true to what Christ really wants. You know, I believe that Christ wants us to stand up for ourselves. I don't think he's going to come and save us before all the crap hits the fan.
No, you're right. God is not raising up an army to rapture them out before the battle. That is exactly correct. And by the way, that is unscriptural. If you are hearing that, eschatology, I'm sorry, and they want to talk about this rapture, and that's why they do nothing, when in fact they could preserve their life and their country and their posterity in this life if they'd only do what God commanded them to do, namely keep the commandments, and they fail to do this. I also want to say this to you, my friend. I'm not looking for religion. You look for Christ, he shows himself strong on your behalf. He's looking for perseverance. He's looking for your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength, Jeremiah 29:13. He's not looking for you to make a decision. He's looking for your commitment. And there's a big difference. When the Marines can say that, listen, we're not looking for decisions, we're looking for commitments. Listen, we have a lot to learn from people that know more about Jesus Christ than most of the professing church does in America, namely the Marines and the military. Because when you look at the military, they have a blueprint which is much more of a demonstration of truth than the professed churches in America. And shame on the church for being a reproach for not obeying the Christ that died for them. But again, we have the military doing what the church should be doing. I'm not talking about going around killing people and, you know, defending our boys. I'm not talking about all that stuff.
I'm talking about the love that they have for each other and their brotherhood. When you look at the military and you look at the sacrifice, you know, they say bottom line is when you're in a fight, nothing matters to you except for your buddy next to you. And they're really, and even in Band of Brothers, when they talk about, we know some of the original Band of Brothers said, listen, it's a feeling that you would not let your comrades down. You would not let your buddies down. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. And so many of these men and women have done just that. They've sacrificed themselves, even in, you know, a guy.
Hey, hang on a second, though. Jesus said this, by this they will know that you're my disciples, in John 13:35, by the love that you have for one another.
That's right.
What you have missing in the professed church in America today is love.
It's true love.
Oh, yeah. Their love is a false love. It's a fiend love. It's a love with dissimulation. It's counterfeit. It's words, not deeds.
It doesn't get in your face love you enough to tell you the truth.
No, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, that is nowhere in the equation of love. No, we don't want to offend anybody. Really what they're saying is we don't want to love on you enough to actually see that you're soundly saved.
Love you so much in truth that you might actually get converted.
Yeah.
And I do have to say this, Jeff, to what you had said about the fact that, you know, you're looking for other people. It's hard to find other people in your area who want to follow Christ truly. You know what? It's hard to find people not just in your area, but all across the nation.
Right. That's right.
You know, it's hard to find people in our area who want to truly follow Christ. So the thing is you have to go on with your union with Christ. It's not a relationship. People say it's a relationship. No, Christ abides within you. He becomes one with you, or you with him. But what I'm saying with that is, even though you may not be able to find people who are true Christians around you, that should not divert you, because when you stand before God, it's not going to be you and trying to find the true Christians in front of you. It's not going to be those who are trying to be, you know, that you are trying to look for. It's going to be between you and God on Judgment Day. It's you and God. So don't let it deter you.
Stand in the Bible.
That's right.
Stand in the Bible. Put yourself on top of the Bible. Say, Lord, you're right. I'm wrong. Let the Holy Ghost descend. Let him show you who he is, and let him consecrate everything from the top of your head to the sole of your feet within that circle, and say, Lord, I'm not leaving until you revive what's in the circle.
Amen.
That's true revival. It starts with you. Hey, listen, you can't give what you ain't got. So you got to get it before you can give it. So you ask the Lord to endue you with power from on high. But don't be too surprised, my friend, when the Lord begins to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment, and drives you to the foot of the cross by using the law, Exodus 20, to bring you to the Christ who died for your sins.
It's not always a flowery path of roses to get to that point. You're going through trials and persecutions and temptations, and that law is there to bring terror to your soul that you might run and flee from the wrath to come to Jesus Christ, who paid the price for your sins on that cross. Let him wash you with his blood, cleanse you. Let him take your burden of sin upon you as you drop it at the cross and continue on. I want to say one thing, too, and this is a side note, but I think a lot of times people think that once they become saved, then, oh, it'll be wonderful and there's
that's what they're told.
Love.
Exactly. That's what they're told. God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. He'll save your marriage. He'll save your relationship.
In other words,
he'll save everything that keeps you away from the cross of Christ.
Right.
No, that's the enemy of your souls. God will bring you to the cross so you can meet the Christ.
It's kind of like when you have a baby, you know, you can't think, listen, doesn't. Well, now that I have a baby, all the work is done. No. Your work is just beginning. Yep. You got a whole life in front of you. That's the way of salvation. That's the pilgrim's road. Keep on that.
Through many trials and tribulations do we enter into the kingdom of heaven. Friends, when we come back, we're going to bring about the correlation between the musicians and the politicians. And I'm also going to play Bob Dylan, where he admits that he sold his soul to guess who? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Sue Trombino, founder of WIN, Women Impacting the Nation, also a project of Liberty Council. And why we support Sons of Liberty, because they are dedicated to the Great Commission and the cultural mandate. They are bold, they're brash, they defend life and liberty. They stand up for our military, the true heroes of today. They are not afraid to go toe-to-toe with the bullies. They are in the trenches, walking their walk, not just talking the talk. They are truth-filled and going mad, making a difference.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Oh. Okay, so let's get back to the warpath here. Oh, my goodness. Did you know that the average teen listens to 6 hours of music per day? That's between the grades 7 and 12. The average teen listens to over 10,500 hours of music. And this is almost as many hours as one would go to school from the first grade to graduation. That's incredible, friends.
It's a bit of influence there.
If you look at the word influence in Webster's 1828 dictionary, it's defined as denotes power whose operation is invisible and known by its effects, or a power who causes an operation or unseen. Well, it's interesting. The musicians seem to know what's going on, because when you listen to one of the Beatles, George Harrison, he said the main thing is to get the kids, nail you young, when you're young, brainwash you, then they've got you for the rest of their life. Wow. Or listen to this, Marilyn Manson. He said, I don't know if anyone really understands what we're trying to do. We're trying to lure people in. Once we got them, we can give them our message.
Oh, I got lots of good Marilyn
Wait a second. Honey, you got to keep in mind, we don't want to make him too famous.
That's true. But, you know,
but the bottom line is, if he wants to be a fool, he can be a fool. Because mm-hmm. he's definitely playing for the fool in this particular case. Friends, a Satanist is one. Let me put it this way. What would you think of our soldiers, American soldiers, fraternizing with Hitler? What would you think of our American soldiers back in World War II defecting to the other side, to war against the American cause? Because when you look at it in spiritual warfare, that's exactly what these musicians are doing. They are setting themselves in opposition to war against who we are, because they're willing to allow themselves to be sold down the river, per se, only into the pit of hell, because they are worshiping the one that said, if you bow down unto me, I'll give you all of these things. Mm-hmm. But I got to remind you of what the Christ said, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the risen one who sits at the right hand of the Father forevermore. Blessed be his name. His name is Jesus Christ. He's the one that said, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. He said, and the Lord God of heaven and earth, him only shalt thou serve. How did that work out for the enemy of the soul? Mm-hmm. It didn't work out very well. It really didn't. Here's one more, and then I'm going to get over to this burnt hippie, Bob Dylan. He's another product, by the way, of the professed church in America. They trophied him back in the 80s when he tried to come into the church. See, nobody loved him enough, kind of like Brian Head Welch. The church didn't love him enough to tell him the truth. They wanted his money. Call it for what it is. They wanted his money, so they withheld the truth. Yet when Scripture tells us, what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? Mm-hmm. It's harder for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of heaven. They'd rather had his money and watched him go to hell than they would have been a faithful witness to deliver that individual soul.
Amen.
And that's exactly what we see on a consistent basis in this country today. And it really does jack me up.
Yeah.
Stephanie, during two breaks ago, I said, it really gets me to the core that these people, they offer all this lip service, yet it was Jesus that said they offer, you know, they honor me with their lips, but their hearts are a million miles away from me, is what he was saying. Church, don't you realize that if you're neither hot nor cold, you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth? And Jesus said right after that, as many as I love, I rebuke and I chasten, therefore be zealous and repent. That is the message. And because of the professed Christians and the lack of Christianity today, look what happens. Everybody thinks they're Christians. No, they are not. No, they are not. It's a lack of Christianity. Remember what Jesus said, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself unto him. But what do we see today? He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. See, you're looking at people that are professing the name, and it was Jesus that said, be not deceived, be not deceived, be not deceived, be not deceived, for many will come in my name, but they're not me. They're not of my spirit. And then again, we're supposed to judge a man. I know that's hard for some of you, pillow-handed, professed, false-grace Christians.
Thou shalt not judge.
Yes. No. Judge, because Jesus commanded you to judge with righteous judgment, John 9.
Judge thy neighbor.
That's exactly right, in righteousness. And mm-hmm. If you go to Isaiah 11, you'll see who the Lord was and how he did judge. If the Bible doesn't teach you law, judgment, mercy, I'm sorry, law and judgment and the statutes, what is that? That's teaching you the law. That's teaching you to judge between right and wrong, that which is holy and that which is unholy, that which is defiled and that which is undefiled, the sheep from the goats. You know, you can ask an atheist how he knows the difference between right and wrong. He has to make reference to God. He's not the standard. God is the standard.
That's right.
Do you understand? And that's why we have a conscience. But let me get back to this, friends. Bob Dylan here admits that he sold his soul. And guess who he sold his soul to? And listen to how he talks about whom he sold his soul to. Now, I also want to say this. I'm not blaming the reproachful professed church in America for Bob Dylan or Brian Head Welch or anybody else, because they have a Bible just like I do.
Their own choices.
In every hotel you go to, there is a Bible, my friends. So you are without excuse, and so are these guys. But I do want you to listen carefully as to what this man said. And to be honest with you, and I'm not saying this because he's a brother from another mother. The Lord has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. I'm not saying this to be mean. But this particular guy, like many that the music industry kicks out, they can't sing to save their life, friends. They are untalented human beings for the most part. Mm-hmm. They sell their souls, and if it wasn't for the producers, a producer can make anybody sound like $1 million. Listen to the Beatles. Just playing with you burnt hippies. That are converted. That you renewed. Amen. Hallelujah.
Or Madonna, too. You look at these people. Listen, she can't sing very well.
Right.
But what has she got? She's willing to sell herself
out,
and that's what attracts people to her, not her talent.
Let's go to Bobby Dylan. Listen to what he has to say.
You're still out here doing these songs. You know, you're still on tour.
I do, but I don't take it for granted.
Why do you still do it? Why are you still out here?
Well, it goes back to the destiny thing. I made a bargain with it, you know. Long time ago, and I'm holding up my hand.
What was your bargain?
To get where I am now.
Should I ask who you made the bargain with?
with the chief commander.
On this earth?
On this earth, and then in a world we can't see.
Now, does he sound like a happy guy?
And no.
You can see he's disturbed even in the video.
Right.
He realized that without Satan and his soul being yielded over to him, he wouldn't be where he's at today. But what is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, friends, Bob Dylan's probably so poor, that's all he's got is money.
That's exactly right.
You know, and that's where he's at today. And you can see that he's coming, I don't want to say... Well, he's probably in the last stages of his life, the last phase. I believe that if you look at a man's life, there's like 3 to 4 stages in his life.
Yeah.
You can see he's coming up at the end of his, you know.
Final stage
of his life. And you can see he's not happy.
Right.
I would love to get these guys in a circle and to love on them, but be a faithful witness that will deliver their souls. And I guarantee you, not me, but if the Holy Ghost wills, I guarantee you those guys are going to come out repentant in Jesus' name.
It's
Amen.
It's interesting that you just say they're not happy. Well, the Bible talks about he who keeps the law, happy is he. And I think that's the only time that the word happy is used in the Bible. Well, if you're promoting lawlessness, a lawless lifestyle, you're talking about idolatry. You're talking about lying, cheating, stealing, you know, committing adultery. You are not going to
let those that name the name of Christ
depart
from iniquity. Now, we're not saying go to the law to be saved. No, we go to the law to see our deficiencies, our spots, our disease, to go to the great physician who will wash us in his blood.
That's the beginning stages. When we talk about the way of salvation, for example, it's law.
That's
the
right.
Law shows you your sin. Judgment is what you deserve on account of your sin. Mercy is Jesus Christ who died on the cross for your sin, which is the gospel, by the way, which is the good news. But good news is not good news to someone if they don't believe that they're sick. If someone said, I found the cure for your disease, you'd say, well, I don't care because I don't think I'm sick. Well, if you know you're sick and you're going to die, that person that found the cure for your disease, you'd hold on to it for dear life because you realize your need for that cure. So mercy is what Jesus did for you on the cross. Faith is the faith of the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us. As we said, by grace are you saved through faith, yet not of yourself. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Your good works aren't going to get you into heaven either.
And let me encourage people, too. A child is the model of heaven. See,
mm-hmm.
what we're having to learn is to undo what we've learned. We complicate things. Christ simplifies things.
That's exactly
right. So Stephanie, in essence, just gave you the whole method to being saved.
That's exactly right. Yeah. The way of salvation.
So, what I want to do next is I want to go over and I want to bring about the correlation between politicians. This is incredible. I'm going to bring you to Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath, and I'm going to show you how President Bush unbelievably honored Ozzy Osbourne. I'm blown away.
This is crazy.
It is crazy stuff. Folks, you got Bradley and Stephanie on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Give us a call, 1-866. Thank you for the calls after our friend from Washington as well. And thank you. You were right. You nailed it. It was Queen, We Will Rock You. If you'd like to jump on the air with us again, second hour is coming right up after this break, 1-866-233-0747. By the way, GCN, you producers down there, you guys rock. We appreciate you. Be right back.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.